You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm back with a quick check-in, back from the last trip around the world in 10 days, and we're headed to Africa in about a week and a half. So wanting to check in and see how the entrepreneur startup community is doing. Today we have Renee Laced on the show. Renee, welcome to The Startup. How's it going?
Very good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. And I think we were talking offline, and you're a fellow West Covinian, if you will.
Yeah.
But you're coming from the 305. So why don't we go full screen and have you introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers?
Yeah, I love it. So my name is Renee Lacod, and I'm an entrepreneur originally from Los Angeles, and have found my way to Miami. I own an online advertising and consulting firm. So all of those ads you see on social media, the annoying ones that pop up on YouTube or Instagram or Google, I'm the guy that sets those up for businesses. I'm the guy that teaches businesses how to set those up for themselves. That's kind of where my specialty is. So that's the business that I started. And that's a kind of like a brief summary about me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. And I saw that I probably need real glasses because I thought it said, I said it wrong. It's look at. So, all right, great. So let's talk about this more, Renee. How did you get into this? Obviously, this is the now. This is the future. Next month will be CES. I'll be going there with a company that I'm working with. But how did you get into all this?
So, you know, it was actually pretty organic. I think a lot of kids like me, we just want to go out there. We want to find a career that we enjoy. And I think for me, I was a broke kid in West Covina. I had a single mom. And I remember I would always have these crazy like schemes to make money on the internet. And my mom thought I was crazy. And I remember I was scrolling on Instagram one day and I would see these ads pop up that would say sponsored. And I'm like, wait a minute, how does that work? Do people make money with that? Who's sponsoring that ad? Right. So it led me down a rabbit hole of looking up, doing some more research, trying to figure out how I could get involved in something like that. And I quickly realized that people were getting paid to set these ads up for businesses. And I was early enough where I was like, let me jump in. Let me set these up for businesses. Let me learn how to do this. And sure enough, it worked out for me. So I started helping businesses out by setting up their Facebook, their Instagram ads. They were paying me to do it. It was a dream come true because what kid doesn't want to make money on Instagram or social media? And that's kind of how it found me. I don't want to say that I found it. I want to say that it found me, but I was just curious enough to kind of keep exploring that.
Wow. I love that. The algorithm was helped you out. No, I'm just kidding. Like you were scrolling enough and yeah, I believe, you know, you put it out there and okay. So this is exciting. So here you are, you're a young man, you're able to create and help these companies. What about your technique, your firm, your style is different? Why should startups or scaling businesses hire you to help them with paid targeted generated ads?
So one thing I love about it is we try to avoid being too corporate, because I think when you get too corporate, that's when you lose touch with what's trendy or what's in, what the consumer likes to see, right? Like I'm very big on staying in tune with the culture, whether it's new social media platforms like TikTok, whether it's new trends. We like to see how people consume media, whether it's through podcasts, whether it's through ads, whether it's through short form content or UGC. We really do our best to understand what consumers are thinking and what people would like to see. And we take that to businesses, because a lot of these business owners, they don't have the time to always scroll on social media and look at what's going to work or what's not going to work or what's hip or what's not hip. So we try our best to just stay in tune with what's going on in the world as far as social media and make sure that businesses can utilize what works.
Yeah, that's good. You keep your finger on the pulse. All right. So let's jump into some of the things for the culture that's happening in the first quarter in Q1 of 2025. What style, without giving away your secret sauce and your methods, because I know it takes time to track these things and stay on top. But what are your spidey senses saying about the top of 2025? Where should people be going with their storytelling for their brand?
So one of the biggest things is that these professionally produced ads or videos, they're not really working anymore. They don't hit like they used to hit. right? When we explore all of 2024 and everything that's happened in 2024, the videos and ads that are doing well for brands and businesses are videos that look like they're just shot on a phone. We see examples of this everywhere in pop culture, whether it's Kanye West purchasing a Super Bowl ad and going against every single marketing strategy. He had bad lighting, terrible audio, terrible quality. He picked up his iPhone and said, hey, go to Yeezy.com and I'm gonna have shoes and stuff on there. It was the opposite of what you want a Super Bowl ad to do. You're spending millions of dollars to get the Super Bowl placement. You want to produce this like highly produced ad with 20 celebrity endorsements. He did the complete opposite. He picked up his phone. He made a quick little iPhone video, talked to the audience, put it on the big screen, and it worked out really, really well for him because that's one of the ads that a lot of people talked about on social media. It was such a big pattern interrupt. So any sort of video like that, whether it's the Kardashians doing little iPhone videos in their car as opposed to doing these highly produced videos, anything that becomes relatable, consumers want to relate to brands and businesses. So if your business can make a video that feels genuine, I think that's where you win.
Great, great feedback. And I appreciate that market example. And you have analytics besides the word on the curb on social media. I mean, do you have analytics to back that ad actually did well?
100%. So I think when we analyze Kanye's, and again, this is, I wouldn't have the source, but it is something that I read. It said that he spent about $7 million on this advertising spot and the store sold out. And I think they did about 28 million. I think Kanye actually posted this himself, if I'm not mistaken. I think Kanye posted that they did $21 or $28 million in sales. So they literally got triple the return on ad spend just from this crazy, like unorthodox Super Bowl ad spot. And you see examples of this all across the internet, by the way. There's random people that will post a random TikTok video about a product and they'll go and they'll sell the product out for weeks because of how much traction these small little relatable videos can get.
That's really good feedback. And I guess that really is giving us an insight on what people are hungry for. Maybe people want more of the truth, a real lens, a true look inside something. I mean, maybe that makes it more approachable. I mean, what are your thoughts? I know you're not a therapist, but what are your thoughts psychologically behind these ads doing well?
Well, I mean, this is a great question. Honestly, I know you said I'm not a therapist, but I do try to study as much as I can about consumer psychology. And I think a big part of it is just feeling like they're being referred by a friend. When our friends refer us to a product or a service, we're more than likely to do it, right? Whereas if a stranger were to try to tell us to do something, it almost feels like they're selling us. An example I like to use, and people laugh at me all the time, but it's let's say your friend were just to set you up on a blind date with a guy. You're more likely to go on that date versus if the guy just approached you and tried to sell you on it himself. So that's kind of the way I view it. We look to be referred to by friends. And I think people just like that authenticity. It feels like they're being referred a friend to a product versus being sold something.
Love it. That is very true. I can definitely identify with that. Guys, if you want to get ahead of your streaming, if you want to get ahead of your ad space, things are shifting and moving and you want to keep your finger on the pulse, no matter what you're selling, you have to have great marketing behind it. Renee is here to save the day and set it up. Real quick, Renee, what's your dream client or product maybe that you haven't worked with before that you would love to attract for the new year?
You know, I've never been asked that question before. That's a beautiful question. I think honestly, my dream client would be a big mainstream brand. I think up until now, I've always worked with businesses that have been able to grow, but they haven't been necessarily a mainstream brand like a Coca-Cola or a McDonald's or a Pepsi. So if I were able to work with one of these dream brands, that would be great because I think it does a lot for the portfolio. And you don't see these big companies like this doing this style of advertising yet. I think they have it organically because everyone knows about them, but I don't think they've put some thought into how they would do it and be a little bit more calculated with it. So I think if I can get behind the reins of a big mainstream brand like that, I think I could do something game changing.
I believe it. I can feel that from here. And there's a lot of talent that comes from West Covina. So I'm going to have to get Renee All right. Where can people find you on social? Where can they book a consultation / discovery call?
I'm on all socials. It's just at Renee Lacod. You can find me on all socials at Renee Lacod, how it's spelled on the screen here. But if you want to work with my firm, it's Lacod Consulting. You can look us up on Google. We have a big corporate office here in Miami, so we're pretty legit, if I say so myself. But at Renee Lacod or Lacod Consulting, however you want to do it, but I'm around. I'm easy to find.
Renee, continued success into 2025. I think you are a very talented young man, and I can't wait to see where you go next. I know you're going to get that contract that you want, and come check in with us, all right, when you're back in town.
100%. Monique, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. All right, you guys, that's the Startup Check-In. We'll see you next week. Be well, and we'll see you soon.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.